Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio to the Rock. Jesus Christ is the Rock of all ages, and He is a mighty good God. No matter what we're facing in life, we know we can look up and live. Those who believe the Word of God, those who've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, we're able to look up and live and receive His goodness. And the scripture says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. How long? All the days of our life. Praise God. So we thank God for His goodness. This is Friday night, March 27, 2015. This is the 86th day of the year. The 86th day of the year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for being our strength tonight, because we understand that it is in Christ that we live and we move and we have our being. We appreciate God. He is so faithful tonight. We want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. Then we'll get into the word of the Lord tonight. Precious God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, first of all, we just want to say thank you. Lord, your word declares in everything, give thanks. That this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lord, we thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Father, we just thank you that the greater one lives in us. The Bible declares, Lord God, that you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us for all our sins, iniquities, transgression, God. We just thank you, God. We give you praise, God. We know that you are a miracle worker. Lord, even as your word declares that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we just plead the blood. We thank you, Lord God. And we overcome them through the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Father, we just thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you send it. Father, we want to thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth us, God. And we just trust you, and we give you all the glory and praise. God, tonight, let it be all of thee and none of me. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight as your word is presented. We give you all the glory. We thank you that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, I want to ask you to turn in your Bible to the book of Acts. Acts, the 11th chapter. Night, and we're going to look at a couple of verses out of there. Excuse me, Acts, the 11th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 22. That's Acts, the 11th chapter, and verse 22 and 23. The Bible says, then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent gold as far as Antioch. The Bible says, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exalted them all that were purpose of heart. They would cleave unto the Lord. They would cleave unto the Lord. Notice he said, with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. Backing up to verse 21, in that same chapter, the Bible said, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent for Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exalted them all that were purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. Now, I want to borrow this phrase out of this 23rd verse, purpose of heart, and we want to call it steadfast purpose. But if I wanted to leave a thought tonight, we're going to talk about a made-up mind. A made-up mind. We're living in the days where the Bible is rapidly being fulfilled because we know that Jesus is soon to return, and we understand that he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. But in this day of all that we're going through, adversities, trials, tests, we have to have a made-up mind. We have to be determined that no matter what we go through, we understand that God, he is our source. He is the only source. He is the one that can bring us out. God the Father, he can deliver us. He already sent Jesus, his son, so he showed us his love because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we have to be yet determined that no matter what's going on in our lives, we got to be like it was in the early church, these believers. And the Bible said that when the church heard about it, oh, I would the church would hear good news today. Many times we talk about things that really is none of our business, but when we begin to pray and seek the Lord, he'll tell us what we need to be seeking, what things that need to be talked about and what things need to be discarded. One of the great deliverance lessons, deliverance 101, is to know how to have the grace to simply shut up. It's easy for us to talk, but then sometimes we need to listen. The Bible tells us to be swift to hear and slow to speak. So the Bible declares that when the tidings of all those things that came unto the ears of the church that was in Jerusalem, Jerusalem representing home, and they sent for Barnabas, which was the encourager, son of consolation, that he should go as far as Antioch. The Bible says, who, when he had came, he had seen the grace of God. And when he seen it, he was glad. Notice, good news brings gladness. The Bible said, and exalted them all, that they should, with purpose of heart, cleave unto the Lord. Cleave. The Lord is looking for a people. Now, he's a gentleman. He's not going to make you serve him. But when you think of his goodness as a believer, when you think of his goodness and all he's done for you, then you should want to offer him back the gift, which is your life. Sacrifice, a sacrificial life, one that's sold out, dedicated unto him. And when you do that, he'll bless you. You might recall the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, he said, what? He put a question mark behind that word. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. Notice, you are not your own. That means you can't do what you want to do. The Bible says, for ye are bought with a price. You are bought with a price, therefore glorify God. How? In your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So he said that you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Determine that no matter what we face, we are going to hold up and be counted. The Lord have entrusted us, and he have graced us that we can make it. We must understand that we go into a battle, and we are the only ones that know that when we go in a battle, we already know the outcome is that we win. Because Jesus has already paid the price on Calvary's cross, and because he did that, it took the sacrifice of one perfect lamb as we approach the season of Passover. And we look to the Lord as to Resurrection Day next weekend. And we see all that the Lord has done for us. Then think about resurrection, the number three. On that third day, he got up. He got up. Many people may remember the grave, but that's all there is the grave. But I want you to know today that you got to have a steadfast mind to endure. We got to be so determined that we're going to not put ourselves in a way that displeases him, but in a way that honors him. Let's look at some examples. If you don't mind, consider Joshua chapter 24. As Joshua had fought many battles and he had gotten old, but he began to admonish the children of Israel, and he began to talk to them about his determination, his steadfast purpose. He had his mind made up too. The Bible declares in Joshua chapter 24 and the 14th verse, "Now therefore," he says, "fear the Lord and serve him," how? "In sincerity and in truth." I would to God that we would serve him that way. He says, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. He was just admonishing them who they need to serve. Forget about all these other gods. The Bible says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day." You make that choice, friend. "Choose you this day whom you will serve. Either whether it be the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." But listen to what Joshua's purpose of heart was. He said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was letting them know that I don't have no plans to do anything else but to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Give God your best. God your all in all. Be determined to look up and understand that God is your deliverer. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. All we got to do is believe his word. So Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm not going to do nothing else but whatever pleases the Lord. I'm going to look to the Lord and understand that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Understand that whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." That's 1 John 4 and 4, and also 1 John 5 and 4. So we understand that Joshua had made up his mind. He said, "We will serve the Lord. That's for me and my house." Then the Bible said that the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us out. Now they recognize, they begin to listen to their testimony. He didn't say it was their own self. He said, for the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. In other words, God delivered them from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight. And they preserved us in all the way wherein we went. Notice now, the Bible says, and among all the people where whom we, wherever we went, God took care of us. That's what they're trying to show us. Wherever we passed, God provided. So you can see deliverance right there. And the Bible says, and the Lord drove them out from us, all the people, even the Amorites, which did dwell in the land. The Bible says, therefore, will we also serve the Lord. Why? For He is our God. They recognize who our God. But notice what Joshua said. Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord. Why? For He is a holy God. The Bible says He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sin. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt. My God. And consume you. After that, He has done you good. The Bible said, and the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. Joshua said unto the people, ye are witness against yourselves that you have chosen. Notice, who chose it? They chose it. So that you have chosen you, the Lord, to serve Him. And they said, we are witnesses. Friends, I want you to know tonight that you too have a choice. The Lord has always given us a choice. Somebody may say, bring, brother, teacher, bring it to the New Testament. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Look what the Bible tells us. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says this, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, how? A living sacrifice. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your reasonable service. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice it again. He said, I beseech you, I beg you, I urge you, I appeal unto you. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, it's your minimum payment. You know about minimum payment? Those of y'all who have credit cards, you may have a bill of $100, and they may say you only have to pay a minimum of $10. They might put $8 towards your principal, so you know you're going to be paying it a while. The Bible says, and He said, and be not conformed to this world. Don't adapt to the things of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Just like Joshua admonished the people, that they should serve the Lord and that He's a holy God. Our call is to tell you that God is a holy God, and we can be holy too, sanctified. We can be set apart for God's use. God can use us anytime, any place, but there has to be a commitment level. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways also to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Notice thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you can make it. No matter what's going on, no matter what the test, we have to ask ourselves this age-old question that the Apostle Paul asked. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, he began to ask a good question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, that's a good question. He's still pondering that question today. Or we can ponder that as we consider our walk in Christ. So he says, the apostle says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then he gives us seven things. He says, your tribulation, what you're going through right now, stress, or number three, persecution, or number four, famine, or number five, nakedness, or number six, pearl, or number seven, sword. The Bible declares, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And he got this out of Psalm 44, verse 22. That's Psalm 44, verse 22. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But he said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In other words, in spite of these things, we still got the victory. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then he gives us 10 things that he was convinced of, that none of these things were going to separate him from the love of Christ. He continued his testimony by saying, for I am persuaded, I'm convinced, I'm sure that neither death nor life nor angel nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So Paul was convinced that no matter what's going on, none of these things will take away my steadfast purpose or my purpose of heart, because I got a made-up mind. And when you got a made-up mind, you won't let nothing deter you. Now, the Bible declares in James chapter 1, verse 5, that if any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, given him. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now, look here, the Bible says, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why is that? Because he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if we don't have the wisdom, we can ask God and he will provide. He's so faithful that he will provide. In Judges, chapter number 6:10, let's look at what the scripture says to us. That's Judges chapter 6 and verse number 10. God was talking to the children of Israel. At that time, they didn't have leaders. They had judges. And when they didn't listen to the judges, the Lord allowed the enemies to come in. So in Judges chapter 6, glory to God, verse 10, the Bible says, "And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites." We just read about them in Joshua 24. "In whose land ye dwell," Bible says, "but ye have not obeyed my voice." Whoa. So he said, "You have not obeyed my voice." So he says, "And I said unto you," notice it again, "I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell." Isn't it wonderful the Lord knows where we are? He knows what valley we're in, or you on the mountain high. He knows where you are. But he was concerned about his people because they were doing so much wrong, so much evil. And the Bible says, if you look at this in contents, the Bible said that it came to pass that when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and I brought you forth out of the house of bondage." Who did it? God did it. "And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, for you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell." So sometimes it takes the pressure of life to cause us to surrender. But it's wonderful when we can yield ourselves and say, "Lord, use me for your glory. Wash me up for your glory. Clean me up for your glory." And he'll do just that. He's a faithful God. He's a mighty deliverer. Another example, in 1 Kings chapter 18, by the name of Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 17, you find these words recorded. "And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubled Israel? And he answered, I am not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore ascend, and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." Jezebel was the queen. She was married to Ahab. The Bible says, "So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel." The Bible said that Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" How long are you going to limp between two opinions? My God. He said, "If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal didn't follow him, but him, not a word. You see, we are living in a day where many people are compromising. They're lowering their standards and saying it don't take all of this, but it takes it, friend. It takes us making a stand. And I want you to know that God can and will deliver. He can set you free. He will make a, he'll take old and make new out of it. But he's looking for a man, a woman, and a boy and a girl who have decided that because of heart, I'm going to cleave to the Lord. Friends, I want you to know it's time for us to hold on to God. With everything that we got, he's given us the tools to make it. He's given us the wherewithal that we can look up and live. Now, in your study time, you can read this showdown at Mount Carmel because it goes from verse 17 down to verse 40. But in our time here, I want us to look at verse number 30. Bible said, and Elijah said to all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob. Now this man was putting everything in order. God is a God of order. Unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood and said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. The Bible says, and he said, do it the second time. And he did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. The Bible says, and the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. Now look at, notice verse 36, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. I have done all these things at thy word. In other words, he said, I'm not doing this on my own. I'm doing it because you assigned me to do it. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Bible said, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone, the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their face. And they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Friends, it's going to take a Mount Carmel experience for America, for us to turn back as a nation, as a people, individually and then collectively. God is looking for those that will simply say, yeah, I'm coming back home, Father. They used to have a song that said, I believe I'll go back home. I tell my Father I've done wrong. Just let me come back home. God is looking for a man, woman, a boy, and girl that will truly repent. Repent means to turn and stop it. Not only just turning, but stopping. In Acts 3:19, the Bible says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land. So tonight, do you have your mind made up that you're going to serve the Lord? Do you have your mind made up that you're going to trust him? Just know that the Lord God will bring you through. He's the only one that can bring you out. He can take a messed up situation and make a miracle. Do you have your mind made up, friend? I just want to tell you that Jesus has won victory over the grave, death, and hell, so that we can have the right to the tree of life, to eternal life. I want you to know tonight, the Lord have given us all we need in Christ. All we got to do is live. Trust. Look to the Lord. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to our own understanding. Notice he said, lean not. Don't you lean to your own understanding. But he said, in all our ways do what? Acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. And talking about Jesus, and how he had given us the victory over the death and over the grave. Consider this. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible says in verse 51, this for us. The Apostle Paul declared this, behold, I show you a mystery. He said, we shall not all sleep, we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The Bible says, and this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And he was quoting out of Isaiah 25:8. It's Isaiah 25:8 right there. That death is swallowed up in victory. He said, oh, death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice now, he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Notice it again. He says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord. For my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Father, we just thank you tonight. We're so grateful that you're so kind, so merciful. It's a heart, steadfast purpose, a made-up mind. Help us to understand that we can have a made-up mind because we can look to the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, even as your word declares that sin we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Lord, your word says, but consider him which endured such great contradiction of sinners against himself. At least you be weary and faint in your mind. Oh God, help us, oh Lord, tonight. Help us, O God, for your words, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season, we shall reap, and we faint not. Father, I thank you that you are strength. I just declare your word that the Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Lord, we just want to say, thank you, sir, for being good. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for helping us that no matter what we face, God, you will help us, Lord. Your word declares, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, God, we bless you. Your word declares, Lord, I have fainted. As I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God, we just want to thank you. Oh, God, thank you that you love us, Lord, concerned about us. Thank you for making a way. We trust you, Lord God. Yeah, Lord, we look to you, Lord. God, I thank you. You are a rock. Who is a God like our rock? Who is a God like our God? Lord, we say thank you. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Indeed do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, because your word declares, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you that the lives of your people are transformed by the word tonight. Oh, God, we love you. We just give you praise, God. Oh, God, we bless your name. For your word that tonight, we love you, God. Thank you, God. We can cast all our cares upon you. For you care for us. Help us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom is this steadfast in the faith, doing that same affliction, accomplishing our brethren that are in the world. Declare, God, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, even as it is written, the just shall live by faith. God, we just thank you tonight. Thank you for being good. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because your compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. I believe, and therefore we speak. God, we thank you, and we give you praise. We give you glory, God. Help us to put on the whole armor, God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Lord, we just honor you tonight. We give you praise, glory, for the victory, Lord. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God. Certainly, we just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. Thank God for the word. I made up my mind. So many other characters we could have all that, but, you know, we just learned to flow. Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, therefore, I like to follow his leading, and when he stops, I stop. So I just want to thank God for each and every one of y'all who joined us tonight. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, remember, we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We do appreciate your prayers. Thank God for everyone. We want to tell you to have a wonderful weekend as you go and celebrate Jesus. And you celebrate Palm Sunday. We pray that you'll be directed by the Holy Ghost. He'll send you somewhere to good Bible-believing, Bible-living, Bible-example church. So God bless you. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. That's Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to have a blessed and safe night. And we'll see you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio in Jesus' name. Everyone have a great night. God bless you.